Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm back home after a wonderful weekend at the beach. My friend Sonia asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I've decided I'm going for experiences now that I'm 61. I don't know how I got to be 61, but that happened a couple weeks ago. And I said, you know what I'd really like? I'd like your paella. Sonia makes an amazing paella, and she once said that you have to know how to make a really good meal drunk, and her specialty is paella. So I said, yeah, paella. Figuring, you know, she'd have me over for dinner, cook me a little paella. Well, she had me out to her beach house for the weekend, and we brought some of my friends. So we had, like, paella and coconut cake and swam in the pool and walked in the town. Had wonderful food and just kind of hung out. And, you know, one of those weekends that even if you were a millionaire with billions of dollars or a billionaire with billions of dollars that you can't beat. So I had a great weekend, and I'm back at the Bright Red Desk and back to work and feeling like, oh, you know, I guess I have to go back to work now. So here I am back to work, and this is the weekly weather for the week of September 21st. We have a busy week ahead of us. We're in eclipse season. The eclipses are here. They're here. They're here. They're here. Things end and bring things to light and show us stuff. And Jackie Collins passed away this week. Certainly an emeritus woman, wrote 30 books, kind of redefined romance novels as a passion, and lots of movies made out of them. And I remember my early summers when I was on Fire Island reading Jackie Collins' books on the beach. So may she rest in peace and have a good star journey. And it is a week of, you know, we're still ending stuff. I know Saturn's out of Scorpio and all that. But, you know, like I was on Facebook and one of my friends got kicked out of a group that he was in. And he was kind of talking about, like, getting kicked out. Saturn and Sag has happened. Saturn and Sag has an element of righteousness to it. I'm right, you're wrong, and if you don't agree with me, I'm going to kick you out of the group. So we also want to watch, you know, the endings that come because we're getting kicked out of groups. and just know that if you get kicked out of a group, it's a group you probably don't want to be a member of anyway. So Saturn in Sagittarius makes us a little more aware of our righteousness, where we get a little righteous. But we're still in eclipses, our times where things come to light and consciousness, and we really see things. Plus, South Node is on the world axis at zero Aries. So that's going to be the next couple weeks, and that's big releasing energy. You know, those cosmic, you know, the axes of the world, we really feel major. So September 2015 will be a month you remember because it does have a lot of changes. And as Saturn now is in Sagittarius, it was an excellent lecture earlier today by Melanie Reinhart through OPA on Saturn and Sagittarius, which you can't get because it's now recorded, but it was really good. And she talks a lot about, you know, the vision and the, you know, having the quest. So it's a lot about the vision and the quest, but then, of course, Jupiter's in Virgo, so we have to do the laundry afterwards, which I thought was interesting. And, you know, she said Saturn and Sag answers to Jupiter. So Saturn in Sagittarius is going to have a Jupiter in Virgo kind of feel, because Jupiter's in Virgo right now. So, yeah, you know, you go to church and you do the religion and you do the spirituality and you do the quest and you do the visioning and you do all that, and then you come home and you still have to do the dishes. So our week ahead is going to have some dishes in it, and we do have the lunar eclipse at the end of the week on the 27th. And I'm going to do a little pitch. I'm going to be in Cleveland next weekend, the 26th and the 28th. Well, actually, I fly in on the 26th and be there the 27th and the 28th. On the eclipse, we're doing a workshop, Mapping Your Life, using progressions and midpoints. There's still room. And on the evening of the 28th, we're going to do a lecture on this solar eclipse and why it's such a big friggin' deal. And the reason is planets on the world axis, zero cardinal, zero Aries, zero Libra. There's a kind of chart called a draconic chart, which is the karmic purpose for why we've incarnated. And, it, you know, essentially we're mimicking the draconic, actually in a nodal reversal. So kind of like one of those kill the thing that's not working for you because it's got to go so you can go partner with what you're supposed to do. Like you've been led astray, so to speak. You haven't been led astray, but maybe you've been dawdling, or maybe with Saturn in Scorpio, part of his journey for you was to understand, where you're psychologically held back. And you've done that work for 2.5 years. Now we're Saturn in Sag, which is, okay, so now that you're clear, what's your vision? What's your dream? What's your new direction? Mutable fire, man. It's a lot about the light. You know, where's the light in your life? What calls you? So our week ahead is very potent for a couple of reasons. We're in the Jewish holidays. It is the Feast of Yom Kippur. It is also Shek Maya, which has a lot to do with the... somebody explained it to me, and it's been a couple weeks. And, you know, I have no brain anymore. I call it CRS. Can't remember S. Leaving the S word out for Larry. But I can't. I mean, I remember it, and then it kind of floats away. And I know my brain is still working well. I know I don't have Alzheimer's. It comes in, but it doesn't want to stay there. So anyway, Neptune everywhere. Jupiter opposite Neptune this week really was a lot about releasing and moving forward and saying, okay, let's go, let's let it go. So this week ahead, we have a lot of energy kind of rolling in, and for a couple of reasons. Mars is going to leave Leo and enter Virgo. So right before he does, though, he's going to square that little degree of Mars. He's going to square Saturn, right? I mean, right after he enters Virgo, he squares Saturn. And he actually squares Saturn on Friday the 25th, turned direct. So think about this. Pluto has been going retrograde since March. And in March, he had his last of his 7 squares with Uranus. And now at the end of this week, on the 25th, he stops and he turns direct and he says, okay, I really been thinking about some things. And, of course, Pluto in Capricorn answers to Saturn in Sag. Now, Saturn has changed signs since the last time Pluto looked. It went from Scorpio into Sag. And Mars is going to come to square Saturn. So earlier, you know, we've been having all the sun and the moon and all these planets come along, and Mercury come along in square Saturn in Scorpio. This week, we're going to have Mars square Saturn in Scorpio. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have Venus square Saturn in Scorpio. And that gives us a new flavor. And Mars square Saturn is a little impotence, a little sense of feeling blocked, a little sense of, you know, I want this, but I can't necessarily get it. And that's building all week to culminate as Pluto stations to go direct. So the Pluto station we're going to feel as of Monday. The Mars square Saturn we're going to feel probably as of Tuesday. And because it's fire, it's two fire planets arguing with each other. So expect a lot of fires, no unattended candles. I don't care what kind of ritual you're working on. Those puppies need to be in the sink. And just honor that everybody's going to be very flary, very flary. They're going to flare up out of nowhere. And you're going to go, wow, flaring up out of nowhere. Venus is also trining Uranus in fire this week. Now, that happens a little earlier. That happens on Tuesday. But Venus trine Uranus just kind of gets everybody all riled up. And then a little later in the week, she's going to trine Eris, the goddess of discord, on Saturday. Right as Mars and Pluto and Saturn are all having a fight. So it's kind of one of those weekends that we can expect a lot of intensity. And in addition to all this fun stuff going on in the heavens, we are also having the eclipses on Sunday. And they're on the world axis. And they take us back to March of 2014, March of last year, those eclipses, and whatever you started in your Aries house. So think of what you have at like 5 Aries. You started something there, and now we're going to go forward with it. We're going to see it in a new light, but it's also on the nodes of fate. So when planets are on the nodes of fate, we tend to really have moments of major choice, right? So the eclipse has come along and hit those nodes of fate, and they say, you need to look at this. Then, I mean, it's a big week, you know. I don't make these weeks up. I just have to report on them. Then, on Yom Kippur, on the 23rd, the sun enters Libra to start the new fall season. As it enters Libra, it goes and jumps into that north node of fate. So the sun on the north node, Remo, you're going to get me mad if I can get in out of those flowers. I get flowers for my birthday and the damn cat eats them. I mean, I know he loves one of those sweet sunflower things. He just takes, I don't know what they're like, catnip to him. So I come home and the flowers are all over the house. Because, you know, I was away, so the cat played. You know, not that phrase was when the cat's away, the mouse plays. When I'm away, the cats play. This is not good. But yeah, so the sun goes into Libra on Wednesday, starting fall officially. And it happens at 4:21 in the morning, which you should get up anyway because Venus is a morning star now. So you get up and watch the sunrise and watch Venus come up. It's really cool. And then we have that, it enter. And that's, of course, when the eggs balance. You know, you can balance the eggs on their end because the sun is going across the equator and the earth is in perfect balance and harmony. Equinox, equal day and night. So sun goes into Libra, hits that north node, triggers it, hits Juno, triggers it, and then on the 27th, there's an eclipse. So it's a lot of energy this week. In summary, let's go through it again. We have on Tuesday, well, we're going to feel the Pluto station as of Monday. He stops. When he stops, man, he's parked at that degree for 5 days, so he's there till next to October 2nd. So we have the Venus trine Uranus. We have the sun entering Libra. We have one I didn't mention, the sun sextiling Saturn. So now Libra is in air and Saturn's in fire. So fire and air is great ideas, important connections. Really pay attention to who you meet this week. Mercury squares Pluto. We didn't talk about that. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Mars enters Virgo. Mars gets very aggressive when he's in Virgo. And, of course, he's going to square Saturn. And assertive and a little critical, but he's squaring Saturn through Friday, and then he's going to catch up to Jupiter next week. He's rolling through that T square. And then we have the Pluto stationing and turning direct. That's just, and then we have the eclipses on the lunar eclipse, which is a full moon eclipse. You will be able to see it. It's at 10:50 p.m. Eastern Time. So get out and watch that eclipse. You're going to watch the little guy go, and it's a big one. It's the total. The sun and moon are so near the nodes, so they're really lined up. So the moon will go away and be kind of a red color. It's very cool. Definitely recommend it. Go look out and watch on Sunday night. And then, you know, it's a big week. I don't know. You know, when I see weeks like this, I really just say to people, just remember, everybody else is going through it too, because there isn't a lot you can do other than ride the energy. And then at the end of the week, think about what happened. So we have a lot of energy. The other thing we have this week, moons. Let's do the moons because they're kind of fun and they're reasonably well-behaved. The moon on Monday goes void tomorrow morning, or tonight morning, I guess, later tonight, 4:59 in the morning. And it enters with a nice closing aspect of the square to sun. And it enters Capricorn, and Capricorn 8:30 in the morning, Monday morning, all day Tuesday, goes void with a square to Uranus. So Monday and Tuesday is moon square Uranus. Moon Cap is serious, reliable, dependable, squaring Uranus in a little bit of fire. Moon is void Tuesday night from 7:13 until 1:51 Wednesday afternoon. These all Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. So we're entering the periods of long void moons again because Saturn's in the early degrees of Sag. So now most of the planets are early, right? So we're going to have lots of long void moons, which we always get. It's interesting. We always get them when we have these major planet changes, because it gives us an opportunity to really get to know the energy on a new level. So So take that void moon on Tuesday night and all day Wednesday morning to kind of just feel, you know, feel the energy. Sun goes into Libra 4/21 on a void moon. And it really, the fall has got a lot of energy around planning. It's not a lot necessarily about accomplishing things, but thinking about what you're going to do. The moon's in Libra on Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon, 1:51 on, all day, I'm sorry, in Aquarius, take that back. Moon's in Aquarius on Wednesday and all day Thursday. And it goes void maybe after midnight on the Friday night. And then void all day Friday. Enters Pisces at 3:44 p.m. on the 25th, and it will be in Pisces on Friday afternoon, Saturday, and it will go void at 12:32 p.m. Saturday afternoon, and then it enters Aries at 3:29 p.m. on Sunday, and then it's in Aries on Sunday, and it's in Aries on Monday, the 28th. The lunar eclipse takes place at 10:50 p.m. on Sunday night. So a lot of energy around creativity. And the moon in Pisces is very much about emotional and feelings and all that stuff. And so we can expect the 25th and the 26th to be very emotional because there's a lot of Pisces, and then we have the Pluto Saturn, Pluto stationing to go direct, and we also have the Mars square Saturn. And the moons this week, because there is so much going on, the moons are Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, which is outer world moons, right? So those are the moons of the collective. So we can expect busy news week. Busy, busy news week. Because whenever there's this much stuff going on in the heavens, there's just a lot of stuff down here on Earth. As my friend Gretchen says, people are cray-cray, which means they're a little crazy. Now, we're starting to feel that, you know, Saturn is an orb of the Jupiter-Saturn T-square. So you're going to feel this T-square energy. Now, remember, one end of the T-square is in your Virgo house. Making a list, organizing, feeling like you're out of control and you need to organize. You need to kind of get everything in piles and sort things and figure out what you're keeping and kind of a sense of chaos that you need to control. Opposite that is Neptune and Pisces saying, I'm just hiding stuff, man. You know, I know you thought you had cinnamon, but ain't no cinnamon in this house. I know you thought you had this. Ain't none of that here either. And you're like, where'd it go? I had it a minute ago. And, of course, this is one of those times, Neptune opposite Jupiter, excellent time to have put things back. Because this is one of those months where stuff just disappears. You have a great idea. For example, here, I've got a cell phone, but one of those little walk-around-the-house phones. Can't find it anywhere. I have no idea where I put it. And I know it's in the house. I mean, unless some fairies stole it, but or the cats hit it. But I don't know where it is. I can't find it, you know? And I kind of go, all right, now where's the phone? Don't know. It's gone. I didn't put it back, and I remember holding it and thinking I should put this back because, you know, I had that thought, and then it was gone. So put the keys in the right key place. Put the food in the refrigerator when you come home. Even if you put the popcorn in, it's okay. It's in the refrigerator. But it's got a place. Think of where you need things to go. Jupiter and Virgo needs everything in its place. Neptune and Pisces says, ha, 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 not happening. Saturn square Sag, you're going to be preoccupied, you're going to be thinking about other stuff, you're not going to be paying attention, you're going to put it down somewhere and you're going to lose it. So this T-square, this is going to be like this till next summer, okay? So it's really important to have a place for everything and everything in this place and to finish the job at the time you're doing it because then you're going to actually have it done, right? You're going to have it finished and it'll be great and everybody will be happy. But if you haven't finished it, you leave it alone, you'll run off and you'll forget to do it. Or it'll get lost or something will interrupt or there'll be some kind of crazy. So just honor that the world is full of ways to distract you. I'm always like, the fairies stole my stuff. I've got a pile of them in this house and they come and they hide things on me. When I was a kid, there was a book called The Borrowers. And they were, I think it was a British story And the borrowers would, they were little people that lived in your house, and they would borrow things, you know, and take them. And you'd be like, where'd the scissors go? And the borrowers had them. Well, I don't think there's borrowers in this house because they don't always bring them back. I think there's fairies in this house, and they take and hide my stuff. But be that as it may, I know the phone will eventually return, I hope. I just don't know where it is right now. So anyway, we're now interesting energy this week. Capricorn moon, Aquarius moon, Pisces moon. Concentrated focus, deliberate driving, humanitarian, otherworldly, wanting to work for the greater good, and then deeply, deeply emotional. And then, of course, Aries moon, which is I am. It's the I am moon. And moon in fire on the south node, opposite the sun in Libra, big breakup week. You didn't break up with, remember, Venus is still in her shadow for another 2 weeks. So a lot of people are kind of going, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I realized. Good, that's great. I'm glad you realized you made a mistake. But Venus hasn't cleared her shadow, so it's not firm until she gets out of Virgo, which is October 8th, 9th. And that's also when Mercury goes direct. The other part is, in the middle of all this, Mercury's retrograde. I mean, we were coming home from Sag Harbor today, and exit 40 was shut. Cops lined up, flashing lights. I mean, it's like 5 lanes of traffic stopped. So we get off to try and do something else with a lot of other people that are doing the same thing. And we get lost. And we're riding with Bruno and Merlin, who are Sonia's dogs. So Bruno, Sonia's upset because she doesn't know where she's going. But Bruno starts flicking her arm. And he's, like, really working hard because his mother is not happy. His human is not happy. And I'm like, he's really licking your arm. And she's like, I know, it's because I'm not happy. I'm like, okay. I said, you know, we got paella in the back seat. I got paella for lunch tomorrow. I'm, like, so happy. Leftover paella. It's always better the second day, and even better the third. After that, the fish starts to go, so it's not so good. But so we did find our way home, but it was like we got off, we were looking for highways, we couldn't figure it out. It's Mercury retrograde. Expect delay, loss, computer stuff. This puppy's in Libra, answering to Venus in Leo. Something you really, really love or really, really need going to go disappear on you, okay? And you just kind of have to remember, like, whether you blame it on the fairies like I do, or you blame it on borrowers, or you just know that you were preoccupied when you walked in the house, you didn't put it where it was supposed to be. Not good. All right, what else is going on? We got a lot else going on. We have the sun's aspecting the nodes on the 22nd. So when the sun aspects the nodes by declination, and then he aspects them by conjunction on the 21st. So just watch who you eat. Big week. Full sun entering Libra, starting the new season of fall, sextiling Saturn, parallel to Chiron, a little bit of wounding there, a lot of energy with the nodes. Because remember, he gets the nodes right before he goes across the equator, and then he gets them again. So he gets them on the 22nd, then he joins with them on the 24th, and then he parallels them on the 25th again. So it's like days, this is like a big week for meeting people, also a big departure week. Sun on the north node. People are taking off, going off to wherever. I have one friend who's moving and counting down his Facebook days till he's moving away. Sun is also on Black Moon Lilith and on Juno on the 26th. So you can meet someone who wants to partner with you. You can also meet someone who doesn't want to be subservient. So watch for those bossy situations. No bossing people around. They're going to get cranky. Mercury is retrograde, very busy this week. He is talking to Saturn, Neptune, Admetus, Mars, Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, just the whole pile. Vesta, he's just kind of chatting it up. Now, Mercury's in Libra. He's very pleasant. He's answering to Venus in Leo. So he's very kind and generous and gracious. However, he is answering to... He is retrograde. So whatever you negotiate, it's not personal. They really do intend to do it. But what will happen is once Mercury goes direct on the 10th, the 9th, it will change. So we were chuckling this week because one of our friends, an astrologer, posted on Facebook that she's selling her house in a Mercury retrograde, and she's looking at it as an experiment, and we're all going, and she wants to see what happens, and we're all going, yeah, we wanted to see what happens too. Remember, with Mercury retrograde, it doesn't mean that stuff doesn't happen. It just means it doesn't happen the way you thought it was gonna. All right, so it's not an, you know, it's not, you know, people get crazy, like, I can't sign a contract. Like, no, you can, but whatever it's going to be a little something. Like when we were lost today and Bruno was licking Sonia's arm. Hey, you know, Bruno was happy, Sonia not, maybe not so much. I thought it was kind of cute. You know, he was like slobbering away on her arm. He's a cute little pug. And, you know, he was trying to make her feel better. So if somebody slobbers on your arm, they're trying to make you feel better, even if it doesn't really work. Venus this week does talk to Chiron on the 22nd, so there can be some wounding. And she also has the trine to Uranus, so she's pretty fiery. And she's been in Leo. She's been on this point twice already. So she's kind of like, you know, I told you once, I told you twice. Did you figure it out? If you didn't figure it out, you might have a problem. And she also trines Pallas Athena, who's also in fire. And Pallas Athena is in Sagittarius. So Pallas Athena is one of those times where, you know, if someone says, do you want me to tell you what I think? And you might say, no, I really don't. but there's a grand trine in fire with the smart girls talking to Uranus, right? Pallas Athena is a smart girl. Venus and Leo is a smart girl. Women are going to be a little contentious or a little fiery, a little passionate. Shout out to Olivia Davis for winning her Emmy tonight. But it also is the grand trine in fire is very, very passionate, right? And it erupts on a good day. Just fire. Just think fire in general. And that also means fire is dangerous this week. Careful with the candles. We'll see fires that are kind of a little bit out of control. And that's good. I mean, it's not good, but that's going to be part of it. So be cautious and conscious with candles. Mars is going from 27 Leo through almost to Virgo. So he enters Virgo on the 24th, and he comes down when he comes and enters Virgo. And then he squares Saturn on the 25th, and he has a hard aspect to the nodes of destiny on the 26th. So this is a week where you're not going to get what you want. You might not get what you need, but regardless, it's okay? Because Mars, Saturn is a little impotent. It just doesn't get what it wants. It knows what it wants. It's trying. Try again next week. Wait till Mercury goes direct. Ask the question. No, we're not going to give it to you. You say, all right, you know, and then ask again next week. Work with the energy productively. Don't try and force it this week because people will flare and they're not in the mood. And when Mars gets to Jupiter next week sometime, you know, it's a nice, a little bit better. Jupiter's quiet this week. He's at 9 Virgo. And Saturn is quiet, aside from the aspects we talked about before. Uranus, we talked about having the trine to Pallas Athena. That happens on the 24th. Stationing direct, that's the 25th. He's stationing direct 12 cap 58. So go back to March. What was going on in March? Go back to December 8th of 2014, because that's when Pluto was at that degree. And Chiron squares Pallas Athena on the 22nd, kind of reminding you of something you need to do. And that's basically the biggies. Astraea enters Leo, so she gets out of Cancer, where she's been a little more sensitive, so there can be a cold. Remember, eclipses bring to light situations that need to be dealt with. So if it's a health matter, be aggressive, because eclipses go quick, go fast, and they cause problems. Not that they mean to, but they just make us aware of what we really have to handle. So on that note, I'm going to hang up and go work on my weekly weather column. I made a resolution to get the puppy up again because it's been a little beaten up with all the crazy in my life. And I wish you all a lovely week, a lovely Pluto direct, a lovely Yom Kippur, a lovely Sun entering Libra, a lovely Venus trine Uranus, passion, excitement, fun, Sun on the North Node. Say yes to the invitations, even though you know it's going to change. And a huge eclipse. And if you're going to be in Cleveland, I'll see you there next week. I will talk to you all. Take care. Bye-bye.